this morning was rich. He was rich this morning as we remembered him. But let me tell you, Jesus was a man of prayer. He is our model. Don't look at man. Do not look at man and say, wow, look at that brother. Look at that sister. You go to your Bible and you study this Bible. If at the end of the day you spend more time watching television, playing games, and only gave the Lord a minute of your time, hold your head down and ask the Lord to forgive you. Is he first in your life? Could you do what those Chinese people did? Were you willing to die for the Lord Jesus? Or would you be that one that says, you willing to stand up for that one? That one who was rich and was made poor? That one who knew no sin and was made sin? Is it nothing to you? The question is asked, is it nothing to you what I've done for you? Don't take it lightly. Too many Christians do.
Too many Christians do.
Where are you with your walk? I challenge every one of you, from the youngest to the oldest here, to go back home and ask yourself, where am I with my walk with God? I don't want you going out and telling everybody, I'm here, I'm there. Go in the closet. Talk to that one who loves you, who died for you, who's intervening for you, who's got a plan for you. He knows everything about you. What you're going to do for him, who you're going to marry, where you're going to live. He knows after the details of your life. But we are our own worst enemies because we choose to take the iPad. I want this. I want that. I need this. I know what I want. Submit yourselves to that one who knew no sin. Jesus taught us a new way. And I mentioned this yesterday. How we address. He taught us that God is our Father. In the Old Testament, they didn't think of God as intimate. But you know, the Lord Jesus brought in the intimacy of God the Father. The God of heaven is a Father. The Father allows intimate access to Him. The Father allows intimate access. Can you imagine? I could live in Pennsylvania. This brother could live in New York, New Jersey. This one could live in Hong Kong. This one could live in China. But they can live anywhere in the world. You have immediate access. I went to the White House. I worked at the White House for almost a year. I had to have Secret Service clearance. Do you think I saw the president one time? No. Did I walk his angel? How you doing? I had what was called an unescorted pass. You had to go anywhere in the White House, but I couldn't meet the president. But you know what? I can talk to my Lord while I'm walking. On a mountaintop, in my room, I can talk to him. Immediate access. Whoops. Oh, no. Brother, this is a sensitive thing. Can you take me back a little bit? But the thing that we have to remember is, you guys, keep going. These buttons, I'll tell you what, technology here. All right. Now, there we go. Jesus himself called God Father. And you know that Jesus changed the way people came to God. You can pray anywhere. We sang that. Isn't that a beautiful hymn when we sang that? And God in heaven hears you. Now, you know, prayer is not how long we pray. Some people think God measures it by how long I'm praying. But you know, we just learned yesterday that that little prayer was a short prayer. But cover a lot of ground. You know, before he told his disciples how to pray, he went to Matthew 6:7. Anybody know what that is? What does Matthew 6:7? Let's have a little source, but who can find it quick? Okay, go ahead.
And when you pray, do not
use
your repentant repetition as the heathen do. For they think that they will be heard for their
many
works.
It's not important. Begging a petition. He wants to hear your heart's desire. You have a new heart. You are bought with a price. Your heart is different. He wants to hear the praises that are in your heart. He wants to hear what's on your mind. He knows the desires of your heart. But guess what? All of us have different experiences in life. We live different places. We go to different things. He knows that. But He loves to hear your prayer. He does not want us to repeat the words of prayer again and again. He does not want us to think that the Father hears us simply because we talk to Him in long speeches. Talk to Him when you're in school, on the bus, when you're walking to a class, when you're in a parking garage. Bow your head when it's time to eat, not to show everybody something, but because you honor Him. You never know, the Lord might challenge you and put somebody in and say, what are you doing? Maybe you're a witness to the Lord Jesus. Your prayers will be effective if you are sincere and if you ask for the right things. What does sincere mean? How you doing? Now, sincere from the heart. He wants to hear your heart. He wants the sincerity. He doesn't want just idle words. But how can you do that? You gotta read. And you gotta understand Him. You gotta know what He's all about. Now, the secret of prayer is a secret prayer. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues on the street corners and seen by all men. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, pray to your Father who is unseen. There is nothing, and I'm sure everybody here can tell you, there's nothing like being alone with the Lord. Tell Him everything that's on your heart. Weeping with Him. Laughing at something. Thanking Him. Praising Him. Many things. Looking for directions. When you're sick, talk to Him. When you're happy, you talk to Him.
Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. He wants you.
You know, I'm a father of six. I can't give my kids all the love that the Lord gives. I tried my best. I failed miserably. But my Father in heaven will not fail you. He will not fail you. His desire is, when you said, yes, Lord, I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. When you said that, you are now His. Oh, my son here and my daughter there. It's nothing. It's that relationship you have with Jesus Christ who is the most important thing. Nothing else is important. And when you do that, you begin to grow. Do you think He wants to see you grow up and be the president? Make a lot of money? Have a lot of security when you get old? Live a day at a time. But live it for Him. Not for me, but for Him.
We get focused on the outward while God is focused on the inward.
You worry about outward appearance.
But what does He say about the outward appearance in the Old Testament?
Man judges men on the outward. I'm a good looking guy, you know what I mean? No, He's not concerned about that. He wants this. He wants this. What's in the heart? Do you love Him with your whole heart, soul, and mind? Or are you just going through a ritual?